topic for today, I'd like to talk about some of the kulas, which come out once we know that something is a psikresha. Usually we think of psikresha as creating chumras, creating problems. That on one hand, davashenim is kavein, is we paskin like Rosh Shimon is mutter, but once a psikresha, moder, shimim psikresha, v'lo yamos. However, there are times that psikresha is not exactly the same thing as if I'm actually kimachavein. So we already hinted at some of these. Some of these are the past. So now we'll just a little bit hone down a little bit on some of these Maamar Kolmos, but we see that there are kulas for where something is a psikresha, and they're going to be relevant in many areas of halacha, particularly in areas pertaining to what we've been talking about in terms of technology, for example, in terms of opening refrigerators, thermostats, and the like. So there is a photocopy you have there, the Truma Sadeshan. This is the Truma Sadeshan quoted in a few different places in the Magen Avraham and Poskim. So it's kedai to mention. First, we'll start with Simon Samach Vav. There's two sides. Yeah, there's two sides of the paper. I'm not sure which one you have in front of you. Simon Samach Vav discusses the following. They don't have their own private ovens to cook with. However, so what do they do? But they do have heaters to heat up their room. I guess it's like the old, the Dira days, you know, we start cooking things on the heaters. Yeah, so clear whether they know whether the heater is milk or deflation. But anyway, umachos b'shabes ba'as v'hashifcha umotziyah asacham in kulam in a tanur moshivos al gabe a tanur v'fnim v'esachorev. So somehow they'd have a goyisha help who would basically turn on or heat the v'esachorev, they heat up the oven. Not the oven, sorry, the heater. And at the same time, the food would get heated up. So first he gets into aspects of... Well, let's just skip a little bit. See where I am? About 10 lines on the bottom, on the first column. And she was Samach Vav. V'nirid v'nidon dindon yesh lahat de'afilun iskara l'gamri de'ha ha'eved o ha'shivcha miskavnin l'chamim in an aforementioned case that he was talking about until now is not relevant to us. When there be machavim to cook the tafshiel, then it's aser. However, ha'cha ikar kavonas ha'shivcha l'dvar heter l'chamim b'esachorev. Here, the main goal of the shivcha is to heat up the room. The shari rabbanan be amir lakum. We're not learning amir lakum per se right now, but there that's one of the terim because a kol chol meitzel atzina. Paskin heat, especially cold, is very dangerous. Parenthetically, I think this is the line where people refer to. Everyone in the world knows that if. You know, you have to close the window or close the air conditioner if one person is cold, and everybody always wants to look for a source for that. And it's not there's no exact din about like that in Shulchan Aruch as far as I'm aware. But I think this is probably the source. So anyway, there's a heter on Mirachim for that. So now they can continue the Shemitz Hadashin. Unihi nami the hachamin you're talking aydekach. At the same time, obviously, the food's going to get heated up as well. Certainly, it's going to happen by itself. More than that, that's why the Yid is putting it there into that heater in the first place. When the Jew is putting it on, there's no fire. The havara. Shehi miva eres achakak ikra kavona l'veis hachorev. And when the guy is doing it later on, that he's doing it for the heater purposes. But you'll tell me this is exactly what we're looking for, that ain't no dome, even though on one hand the psik resha is usually, as we point out, it's a tzad chomra. In this situation, this psik resha is not exactly the same thing as kemachavin. What's it referring to over there? Basically, you're throwing out the waste material from into a karmelis, and from there it's going to go into the shesarabim. And it's as far as I know, not even the shesarabim, I'm sorry, into a karmelis. And even though basically you're going to be causing an issur derabanan from leaving, from going from one rishus to a rishus derabanan, afal pichein, we're still makel over there. Why? Apparently it's not. Since you're not doing it directly, even though it's a psik resha, certainly the waste material is going to go further out beyond your immediate vicinity. Since it's definitely going to go out on one hand, but since it's only going to happen ayidei grama, therefore we are more makel.
Is that the psik resha or is it the grama?
Well, it's either.
Or because the fact that it's grama is only because it's not.
The point is, it's besides being a psik resha, it's also a grama. So we see from there, even though a grama per se we'd normally be machmer on, since it's also a psik resha, did I bring the Mordechai? Yeah. I think I have it here. Tell me what you think about this. I should have copied that also. Yeah, I might as well read this inside. This is Shin Ayin Hei in Perek Hazorik. Bivshu Komer Dalet Amos Pesav Abim Shochem. I'm sorry. A little bit complicated. Bivshu. More bigger than that. Nishal Rav Meir will be the whole thing. Al Evan Shokesh Ekorin Vasherstein. She Shokhan Mayim Shes Ayokhid, Ve Hashokhan Makakhon Shes Arabim. Ve Eishiv Dem Eino Komor Vesnamachusa Dawad Amr Shes Arabim Oser. As a Gemara in Erevin, that if it's going to lead to Shes Arabim, Shes Arabim, that basically it's come out automatic, that it's going to go, it's going to, even though you're pouring something out here, it's going to go directly into the Arabim, that's not going to be a problem. It's an interesting, not for us right now, but it's an interesting discussion in terms of our pipes and our. When you throw something out of one rishus, it's automatic and it's going to go into another rishus. When is that a problem? When is that a not? Vafal gav the England rishus rabbim v'chol 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 karmel esayin. The low maker rishus rabbim l'kein v'chol tezayin amma foolish mishar l'shar unless it's 16 amas wide and it goes from one side of the city to the other straight. And it needs shishim riba bokimbo, and you have to have 6,000. Okay, so this is all according to this. We don't have rishus rabbim. Even the karmelis ninu ha'yilana lahatir the kocho b'karmelis l'gozul kizav azorei. We have Allah, the Gemara says there kocho b'karmelis l'gozul rabban. If it's not direct, it's only kocho. The whole list of karmos is in drabana and we're makel. The Isra Azor, by Svina, Shofkin Dide, Hechishadil, how do you throw anything off a boat? Mashani, Adofni, Svina, the Kochel, Karmos, Lagazi. You send them off the sides of the boat. You don't throw them directly into the Rishos, but you sort of throw them down the sides of the boat. Why? Because it's not direct. Apparently, it's only Kochel, which is something to discuss within itself. Kolko v'karmos l'gadol b'anas. So you would think this should also be mutter. Halesa dani mili hasam besvina beyom o banahar delo asi lemechle peshes harabim deleka hacha peshes harabim avu ir afilu karmos gazer rabbanon. Okay, they think that heter doesn't apply in the gazer yadir peshes harabim kedem mishani so per case of mishdatven lo shana lemalos alishbuch aser afilu ika de amri dam reading hasam lishbuch shari. This is the key line for us. You don't care where it goes. Even though it's a psikresha again. Here you want it to go outside. That's the key. That's the key line where he's, I should be more precise, the key line that Jim Sadeshan is picking up on is that psikresha is enu domet limiskavin. Not exactly based on Hetar Mila Akum, it's that this honing in into those key lines that ain't no math. Miscavain, lip secretion. Secretion is a miscavain, yes.
I don't know if you're going to spend too much time on this, I don't want to take you too far afield, but how, mechanically speaking, how does the combination of secretion and groma work? It's something that, you know, secretion is that, even though it's not, you know, you're 10%, but it's, you know, so much in line with that that it's, you know, that you can't really separate it and then grow out indirect, so that since the vein which is done indirectly,
I think we will address that a little bit. Okay. I think that's going to be a key point a little bit, which gets me now to the other Juma Sandashin, which is really question in post game. So exactly how do I understand this anal dome mel and this cavity lipstick ratio? What's the based on a mule, therefore we're not machmir in a mule akum is the case of the Juma Sandashin. So there's another, the other Jew was about the following. So we turn over the page. Sakin hatachov bakosa. You have a knife thrust into a wall, a wooden wall. Oh, it's on a bench, which is machover. Obadash in a machover. It's another case, which is not attached to the ground. Am I allowed to take out that knife or not? And what's the issue? He's concerned of hakodea kol shehu chayiv. Basically, any time where I enlarge in a hole, that's a form of bone, form of building, and therefore, seemingly, imkain kihotzas asakin, kihotzas asakin heichad zakuah tzas bedocha kimat psikresha shel Yosef benek of avli kodea kol shehu. When I'm going to be, you know, be. Forcing that knife out, pulling it out with struggling to pull it out, automatically I'm going to be making the hole larger. Sit again. He's going to continue with that. Yeah. The ein nira lehavi raya lehatim be Mordechai the second tekuah b'chavos mutol siyach niyazlos reinam is kavin lohosif. Etc. Yishlam the kivin the chavos kliu ve ein binyan stiv bekelim sheim achizik lomot kuliyam loch ein mishum kodeyak afilu we have an extra shol Yosef nekem. I'm sorry. Right, this is a key line. So he says, maybe don't bring me any raya's from a chavis because there ain't binyan the steer of a kalim. We pass again. That's an important point we'll get back to in a minute. Ulahachi, continue. Ain't bo mishum kodeach. I feel we have efshe shel Yosef v'nekev. Even if it would be impossible. And in all these situations, Chachamim gazdu b'chol psachim nekavim zirim mishum lulam tanigolim, etc. Ulahachi kamechavin lahosif aser. Abel kishe'enom is kavin, this repeats the same line. Nuchalomer afilu havi psikresha shari. Why? Dvi'isr d'rabbanon yesh l'chalik b'en miskavin gomor lipsikresha kid isa b'tshuvas maharam mordechai perakazorik. In other words, what this side of the Shema Sadeshin is getting at here is that the basis for the heter of the Mordechai is the following. Basically what he's saying is, and then this is going to be much more expansive than where we left it before, he's basically saying that psik resha is mutter b'drabanan. Any isa d'rabanan. Basically what we're talking about here is situation of I'm doing the malacha fully, and other than the psik resha, But it's a derabanan, and because of it's a binyan derabanan. Whether it be ein binyan bekelim or the Pesach is only derabanan, whatever the situation is over there. That's his key. And now once we read the other Trumas Hadeshin in this light, then basically what he's saying is then the heter is of Amir Lakum, Amir Lakum is an Issa derabanan. Probably once you put it all together, Gulama would also be an Issa derabanan. And then, yeah, anyways, then we'll make all the psikrish, even though it's a psikrish. However, in terms of psak halacha, we don't seem to be working with this. We could accept one of the Trumas Hadeshin and leave the other. It could be, I guess, Palgin on Dibura. And I guess in separate. What's that?
And then, like, this way you seem to be touching it, so you're assuming that you don't have to.
Exactly. The heter doesn't have to be simply, not all drabbanans are created equally, first of all, just simply on the kulon chumra level, without anything more adding to that, we find, it's the language of the Ramban, for example, I just saw this right now, we know there are sugyas all over Shas about Mir Lakum. Certain kulas, the at the beginning of Gittin, that the material lichto ono afilu b'shabbos. We could write, someone buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, they buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, you could even write the shtar, ayidei goy, even on Shabbos. So that leads to a great tumult. That's basically the beginnings of discussion, is when is Amir Lakum mutter, is it a mitzvah to daraisa, for it is a daraisa, for it is a rabbanah, for what type of mitzvah, what's that?
Other languages
makes
their money.
Oh, yeah, it's pelvic, yeah.
By the way, it seems like the Trumas Hadeshin is, in the first one, in the Tanner case, is specifically not relying on solely on the fact that secretion and derabanan would be mutter, because the fact that he points out that the primary kavana. No, sorry, never mind, that's what I think.
Otherwise, it would be Amir Lakum itself.
Right.
Yeah. And parenthetically, the Trumas Hadeshin himself goes back on things. It must not be a psik resha in this case. If it would be a psik resha, then the taka would be aser. He himself goes back on it a little bit. The Trumas Hadeshin himself in the Hemsha. So what would the chilek pass away? So number one level I'm saying is that simply there are abundance and there are abundance. Not all abundance are created equally. So in a sense, just because a tiru so how bad are they going to be matir al yidei melacha sheni tzrich leguf? How about with a shinoi? How about with a you have to analyze every single kulon and its standing in terms of hilchos Shabbos. And that's exactly the language of the Ramban, and that's the Jew, and that Gemara in. Based on that Gemara, I'm going to get into the parallel Gemara in Shabbos. In the Revels Demila, Shtapa Chamimi, the Gemara speaks about, we are based on Gemara in Chenerivin, in terms of Bris Mila, and Samaches, that before having Bris Mila, they had to have water heated up. So normally on the weekday, it's not a big deal. On Shabbos, you have to heat it up beforehand. Now, let's say they didn't have it up beforehand. So that's a huge discussion. What do you do? So are you allowed to heat up? How do you heat up the water? So the it's a given, it's delayed, they go. So do I say, how about other rabbanans in that situation? Is that only because of the mitzvah? How does everything fit in? So again, the Ramban and that Gemara and Shabbos and the Rebbe of the Milo tells you that what? That all, exactly these lashonos, that not all the rabbanans are created equally. He says, you can't be madam in all situations, and lo kalashusim shari. So, simply working with that itself, maybe simply amir lakum is just simply more makel than other derabanans. Why? I don't necessarily know. Maybe it itself will lead into what we're about to get into in the Hemshech. But but just simply could be just some more makel. Okay, it's simply the way one putting it is, it's a shlus that you're not doing anything, exactly. It's usually, it's just bulimais. That's one way of saying it.
Examples are, let's say, things that are malachos derabanan.
The other case that Shimon's mentioning is malachos derabanan. The other case is malachos derabanan. Basically, basically a binyan binyan kelim is still an derabanan. That's only you're doing the binyan, whatever level of binyan it is.
And also, I'm saying, in addition to the fact that you're doing something, it's also the nature of the iser is like sometimes.
Yes, so you're saying even within the rabbanan, 100%. Because mukso the same thing as, right? That's what you're right.
Like versus, let's say, the mukso no longer says molid is more.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's an endless list, and each one needs to be analyzed within itself. And the Magen Avraham, actually, in quoting this, he quotes the Shemus Hadesh and possibility that it were makel for all the Rabbanans. And in one place, the Machaber seems to say that way. Against the Rambam argues. And the Magen Avraham, this I believe is in Simen Shin Yodalid, says, no, we're not going to. You know, he has a Gemara. The post Gemara we're working with is the following Kuf Yud Gimel. He speaks about the following case. Are you allowed to remove omdin from the ground? Yeah, you know, heavy pillars from it's something stuck into the ground, but you're pulling it out. You're going to be one part of the discussion is it itself mukta? Is the ground mukta? But the other part of the discussion is I'm making holes. Shema yasve gumos. Gumos. The Gemara says my time my shtam mudin the low. Even with the covid gumos, stuck the Gemara, but I'm making a hole. So the Gemara says gumos, but may look a havion. That's going to happen by itself. What do you mean? That sounds like that should. We don't know if it's going to happen by itself. It should be a problem. Apparently, it's a psik resha. Number one, seemingly. So why then is it mutter? It seems like it's mutter because it's mamela, right? It seems like what I'm saying. So what's going on? It's a psik resha. So there are those who wanted to entertain why is it mutter? It's mutter because it's the Mahashin Tzvichla Gufa, it's a Drabanon. To which the Magen Avraham says, no. Not only because the Magen, it's not only because Mahashin Tzvichla Gufa, it's just not because it's Drabanon. You give him a tzari, 30 Drabanons in that case. It's a Makalkel, it's Mahashin Tzvichla Gufa, it's. What's that? Kilacha. You had to say that one there. He has every Drabanon. He's Mitzari, very. The time of the Makalkal, Nashish amazes after the Mayav Misakin, huh? And it's also Makatani Srikala Gofa. And Klachayari does Haka say, yeah. Yeah, very good. So all of those reasons, therefore, you can be ma'akal. Stam, there's no way you can be ma'akal for that. But that is interesting. We see that something is going to be mutter. Something along the line is going to be mutter. And it's, even though it seems to be, and then he continued, it does certainly seem to be saying it is a psychration. It's something along the line is going to be mutter. But that, not just stam, because it's jabana. It's a tzira of a billion different things. To which, so again, what we have so far is whether or not if the heter is for any drabanan, the heter is only for Amir Lakom, or maybe somewhere in the middle. It's at least zero of drabanans. The other Maramakom, which we spoke about once before, which will, I think, put these two points together a little bit, would be Psikresha Begrama. Psikresha Begrama, we spoke about this based on the Me'iri, on Kof Chaf Amebeis, which spoke about the case of. I don't know, this is a review from something we did in the panel, we did Grama. Ner Shal Gabi Tavla, Menar Zat Tavla Bihino Feles. Right, you have a lit candle on top of some type of tablet. A tray, and you just shake it off, and it will fall and go out. what do you mean? It sounds like it's going to fall, it's definitely going to go out. It's a great shot. But why a Tegrom, what we spoke about then? But the Me'iri, Rishonim learns the Gemara in various ways. The Me'iri learns this Gemara, he says, it's a psik reisha begrama. That's the basis of the Heter. The basis of the Heter is psik reisha begrama. Similarly, the entire Sugya, someone pointed out, we learned it then, it's really the Shilta Giborim, and the earlier part of the Gemara is speaking about, if one of us learned there's a fire. So am I allowed to put Kalim along the way to stop the fire from getting to the precious items in front of it? So yet, at the same time, it may put out the fire. But none of you will say it may. It will put out the fire. If I have wet Kalim, it's going to put out a certain amount of the fire. Or if I have a barrel of liquids, it's going to put out the fire, definitely. To which the Shilta Kiburim explains one of the possibilities of being Mekal is because it is, albeit it's a psik reisha, it's a psik reisha begrama. The Shilta Kiburim over there. So, again, is the basis of the Kula just simply, again, because it's Drabbanan, and therefore, once it's a grama, it knocks it down to Drabbanan, and when you knock it down, even though it's a psik reisha, it's still Mutter? Or it's very much along the same type of lines as the Heter in Amir Lako. In terms of what? Again, psik reisha we keep trying to drive at is that even though already there's a component of grama in psik reisha, in every psik reisha, the whole definition of it, what makes it an Einam Miskaven, is that I don't plan on doing that, and it's sort of the other thing is happening somewhere along the way, somewhat derech agav. Right? So, if I stam do a derech agav, which even though it's an issur derabanan, it may still be sir. However, let's say I have another grama on top of that. So then, the two join together, and it's like no shaykhis there anymore at all to that other thing. I think that's what you were driving at before, right? So Mordechai was driving at before, that ain't no dome stam an issur derabanan with the psik reisha. But the gufa, in terms of grama of psik reisha, you put the two together, then it's just you're so far away, you're so far removed from it already. Probably in different ways, derech agav. What I don't want to say derech agav is that there's ever going to be a grama hamuteres where you're mechavin for it, and I don't like that at all. I remember we spoke about that in terms of the kosher switch. Right, I think that's because you know, if it goes around, remember we spoke about at the time, 10 cycles of the switch going on, not the switch, but the circuit going on and off before it may or may not, the light may or not go on. You know, you move the switch and the circuit will be formed every second. We'll constantly try again to turn on the light, because it doesn't happen every time. It may take one time, but it may take 30 times, it may take 100 times. So it goes on, even though the 100 times may take 2 minutes. So he wanted to be matter. It's not even a grama anymore. I mean, it's the whole point is to turn on the light. That's a grama hasura. It's a grama hasura. Unless you have some tzorach gadol, as far as I'm concerned, maybe for a Hatzala member, if we're in a hospital, maybe you could talk about such a thing. But per se, that still remains you're being mechavim for it. However, in this case, we are not being mechavim for it anyway. It's only a question of psik reisha. Psik reisha of a grama, you're so far removed from it, so then even though it's a grama, we'll be mekal. That's. And similarly, in terms of a amir l'akom. Obviously, there are many reasons given for Amir Lakum. We're not going to learn Amir Lakum right now. But Gufa, part of what the Isra may be is that it connects back somewhat to you. And once it's being done with Psik Reisha, then already, basically, the guy is only heating up the heater for you, which is in that situation, Mutter. Kol Cholam Eitzel Choli. Eitzel Tzin, I'm sorry. But in terms of the food that you put onto the heater, that is going to be a different story. He's not heating that up for you at all. That's happening derech agav. That's happening derech agav. That's a psik resha of Amir Lakum, and that the Magen Avram Taka is machalik imsak. Even though the early Magen Avram is only mitzari 30 kulas to make it a darbanan. However, in Simen Reish Nun Gimel he paskins in Simen Reish Nun Gimel. I have this one here also. So you guys will read it. Okay. Mutal Hamidam Eitzel Tanur Beis Achor Me'achash and Hisbara the Tanur. Forget about that. Muvaeres Achakach Tanur Ahu Vaydezek. They was closed in Vinir Tachan. Right, meaning the food gets reheated up in this way. Zok the Magen Avram, Afal God, sorry, to have like. I'll get back to this point in a second. The Amiril Aklom, the Shari, the Iker Kavanos on the Chamim Habayezi, Afal God, that we psik Rachel, God be a Tavshil, we call up me Komakom, but Amiril Aklom will have dinon Kulehai. Right, Amiril Aklom will make all for psik Rachel.
Because of the nature of the Amir al-Aqum, it's kind of different than other examples they run in the following way. That, let's say you have a Pesik Rishon and Darabanan, there's Isser Daran, you're doing a certain action, you automatically will be over that Isser Daran. Here it's the other way around. Here, the Isser is the Amir itself. The Pesik Rishon is if that person does that, then this other result of the cooking will automatically get dragged along with it. So your amir is just to, can you heat that up, right? And implicit in that is that
it's not so clear. The answer is only the amir. Even if the amir is, but if the amir is even on Friday, it's still problematic.
Isn't there sort of the davar davar though?
There are many reasons for that. It's also mechzik ishlucho and there's other things going on. It's really a separate discussion. But if it was only the Dabra, then I hear it, but if there are other things going on too. Next. By the way, parenthetically, the Chumash Sedeshan limits his heter, of course. This is an aside. That's at the beginning of that. I just wanted to leave out right for the moment. He says that entire heter is only when you put on the food onto that heater before Shabbos, or the guy is doing everything. But if you're putting the food on Shabbos and you know he's going to heat up the fire, that's not a big problem. Or you have a Jew put it on, because then that's a din. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Beya that Echad Nosein Esakadei of Echad Hetzed Esar the region Potter Aval Aser. That's a big problem. There, basically, even though there's no fire there yet, if you know there's going to be a fire and you're starting out the cooking, then you're involved in the cooking process. So that a Jew couldn't do that on Shabbos. If you know the fire, that's an aside, that's nothing to do with it. Anyway, all of what we're talking about here is important and crucial for the following very, very practical cases, which have come up regularly in terms of technology. In terms of, first of all, this, in terms of the lights in the refrigerator. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that if someone does leave their light on, then you have a heter to ask a guy. You have a heter to ask a guy to open the fridge. Why? If you need X, Y, Z, because they're opening the fridge to help you get whatever out. They're not opening the fridge in order to turn on the light. And that's just a psikresha of Amir Olakom. He says his mutter. Parenthetically, Shlomo Zalman had a subject about this, is what we spoke about, based on the old category that we were discussing. Do I say that that's a psik resha, or that kimat mechavein? Why? The ofen of turning on that refrigerator light, I don't even know if there is a switch anyplace. The way to turn on that light is by opening the door. So since it's metuchnan lekach, it's set up in that way, so he debated that may be ki'ilu mechavein. It's a very Shlomo Zalman idea, which we discussed. The beginning of it.
Are there different shrines within Sikresha like that? Because
he thinks either it's a more chomer Sikresha, or it's not a Sikresha anymore. It's a mechave. Meaning when somebody does multiple, I don't know, when you
Tim just assumed it's because that is the way to do it, not just that it happens so automatically and along with it. It is.
Exactly. We had to be what the exact other, for example, someone turns on a gadget. They turn on a space. They turn on let's make believe an oven was mutter. Let's make believe an yontif. Okay, so make believe for a second. An oven is mutter. But along the way, you turn on the oven. There will some types of lights go on. Let's make believe, right? The oven per se would be mutter. Let's make believe. However, at the same time, all types of lights go on, and they tell you that they tell you the all types of information. They tell you the temperature. They tell you that it's on. And let's make believe the digital writing. And so that there'd be no heter for on yontif. Again, we discussed all these things. I'm just leaving it. So let's make believe that it would be that it would all be that that would be aser. So I don't know. Would I say that that's is that a psikration? The other things is derech agav happening, or that's the way all these things happen together when I turn it on. That's mituchna. You have these are the various features of the. Certainly the main thing I'm doing is trying to cook, but at the same time, all these things are happening. So when is it that I'm able to apply that? That was the old discussion that we had. So based on this concept of psikreisha begrama, the Aruch HaShabbos and others, they permit opening. It's another relevant issue. The Shmir Shabbos discusses Skiras Tsinoro Shel Radiator. Can I close the vents? By doing so, I'm going to cause the fire to go out earlier somehow. By closing the vents, I'm not sure I fully understand the Metzias how that happens. By you closing the vents. What's that? Could be. Maybe. I don't, I'm not sure how it works. Even though, I'm not sure how that happens, but it's going to happen. By doing so, you're going to cause it to go, you're going to cause it to chaber eish mikod and have a koach sheini begrama. That's really the heter real of koach sheini begrama is when you walk into a room, you bring in anytime a thermostat. It's going to be, you walk into a room in the middle of the summer, you're going to bring in hot air, warm air, and it automatically, over a given period of time, the air conditioner will go on earlier. At the same time, any time you open a fridge, because of that, it's going to cause the thermostat to change, and therefore, some of the gadgets, by the way, work immediately. There's an immediate change, and those are much more problematic. If there's an immediate, it notices your change, that depends on other issues in terms of how I see it. It's not going to make the change immediately, usually, but it will at least register immediately that it opened and the air is coming in digitally or something like that. And that those some postgame are much more against. But the older the model, the better. Usually, the issue is going to be more of stam up over a grama. That yes, we're letting in the heat. And therefore, the fridge is going to go on earlier. So, most poskim are going to allow you to open that fridge. Why? Because even though the fridge is now going to go on earlier, so of course, it's only a grumma. You're not turning it on right now by doing so. So that's very very relevant to all of these issues in terms of opening the fridge, in terms of walking into a house, basically where. With both in the summer and the winter, depending whether you're causing the heater to work hard to go on, or you're causing the air conditioner to go on, as long as it's not going to happen immediately, most poskim are going to be megal. You're not walking into the house in order to have the heat go on. Right? Though in theory, what you can't do, parenthetically, I think, is let's say this happens also sometimes. You want the heater to go on, and for some reason it's not going on yet. So are you allowed to open the door in order to let the cold in? We let the cold air in order that the heater will go on. That, I think, is problematic. Because then that's a miskaven. then you're doing it. You're not just simply walking into your house, but you're walking into your house. So So all of these issues are based on these kulas of, though you should know not everybody agrees to that. There are poskim, Aruch HaShabbos quotes other poskim who are machmir, they try to only open the fridge door once the motor is already on.
Even so, won't that cause it to do more so? It won't turn it on, but by warming up more, it won't have to contribute more.
Right. It could be hours or more. The original poskim that dealt with it, probably, I'm not sure there was a question of more or less. But that's a different question. That's a question more pure. That may not even be a grama, not even discontinuing hamshachas, or they could continuing the matzav as we spoke about in grama, continuing a status quo may not be any issue at all. Once something is already on, I'm not causing it to go on earlier, I'm just causing it to stay on, that may not be a problem, that may be much less of a problem. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, next week, I think we're going to move on to now cases where appear to be psikresha, but not even, may or may not be considered psikresha. We'll move on to that.